And so this is a loving kindness meditation, sometimes called a metta meditation. So finding yourself a position of some comfort, whether that's sitting or lying down or propped up with pillows, and allowing your eyes to gently close if that feels comfortable for you, or just keeping a soft, unfocused gaze a few feet away or on the ceiling if you're lying down. Tuning into the body and making any minor adjustments for comfort. Thinking perhaps about both ease and awareness. Sitting in a way that feels comfortable, but also alert. And tuning into the breath just to help our mind settle and arrive in the present moment. Noticing the very next in-breath and out-breath. And there's no special way we have to breathe, just letting the body breathe naturally. Noticing perhaps where in the body you can feel the breath most easily. Perhaps it's in the chest, where you may notice the expansion and contraction as the body inhales and exhales. Perhaps it's the stomach, where you can feel the rising and falling as the body breathes. Perhaps it's at the nostrils, tip of the nose, feeling a slight cool sensation as the air comes in, and the subtle warmth as the body exhales. And if you like, you can pick one spot to stick with for this meditation practice, using it as a kind of anchor. As you feel the body breathing, trying to stay with the sensations of the breath all the way through, staying with it from the beginning of the inhale all the way through to the end of the exhale. And you may notice the mind has wandered, list making, daydreaming. And when the mind wanders, it really offers us an opportunity to practice mindfulness. Each time we notice the mind wandering, we're strengthening our ability to recognize our experience. We might say to ourselves kindly, "Oh, my mind wandered." And each time we nudge the mind back to the breath, we're strengthening our ability to come back to the present moment. Treating it as an opportunity to bring patience and gentle curiosity to our experience. And always the ability to return to the next in-breath. And now we begin this practice by bringing to mind yourself as you are, sitting here or lying here right now. And bringing to mind your own wish for happiness or ease or safety. You don't need to dive into stories of what will make you happy, but just connecting with that natural desire that you have, that we all have, to be happy. Visualizing your whole body in your mind's eye. Noticing if there's any stress or uneasiness that may be lingering within you. And offering yourself some phrases of kindness. Opening the heart to your own well-being by silently offering yourself some phrases of goodwill and compassion. For example, may I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I be at ease. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I be at ease. Perhaps there are different words that speak to you more directly than the ones we've already used. Seeing if you can offer yourself some words that you might like to hear from others, or you might say to others if they were struggling. And now, if you will, bringing to mind a person or other living being who naturally makes you smile. So bringing to mind a person or other living being who naturally makes you smile. This could be a child, your grandmother, your cat or dog, whomever naturally brings happiness to your heart. Perhaps it's a bird outside your window. Letting yourself feel what it's like to be in that being's presence. Allowing yourself to enjoy the good company. And connecting with your natural desire to see this person happy and at ease. Just like you, this being wishes to be happy, to feel safe, and to be healthy. In an effort to cultivate this intention of kindness, you can offer this person the phrases of kindness, repeating softly and gently and silently, may you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be at ease. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be at ease. And now letting this loved one go from your mind, and now bringing to mind a neutral person. So letting the loved one go from your mind and bringing to your mind's eye a neutral person. This is someone you see maybe regularly, but you don't know very well. It might be someone who works somewhere you go a lot, a coworker, or maybe a neighbor. And although you don't know this person well, you can recognize that this person also wishes to be happy as well. You don't need to know what their happiness looks like. Again, offering this person the phrases of loving, pick up, again offering this person the phrases of loving kindness, connecting with the intention to care about their well-being. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be at ease. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be at ease. And now letting this neutral person go, bringing to mind someone whom you find difficult. You may not want to pick the most difficult person in your life, instead choosing someone who is sort of minorly difficult. Maybe it's someone you find yourself agitated with or annoyed by right now. And you can offer the same phrases, recognizing that this is connecting with our intention to care for this person or just to offer them some goodwill. Although we may not mean it wholeheartedly every time we offer a phrase, we can make an effort with the phrases. We can offer these phrases simply because this person struggles, just like we all struggle. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be at ease. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be at ease. And now, if you wish, you can include other people in this kindness, spending some time wishing well to a wider circle of friends or loved ones, or community members, neighbors, people everywhere. Animals, all beings, the whole earth. Offering some phrases of kindness and goodwill. May you all be happy. May you all be healthy. May you all be safe. May you all be at ease. And finally, taking a few breaths and resting quietly in your own body, savoring the goodwill and compassion that flows naturally from your own heart. knowing that you can return to this meditation and these phrases anytime that you wish. And now, very slowly and gently, maintaining an awareness of the body. When you're ready, maybe moving the body a little, stretching gently, moving fingers or toes. If eyes were closed, allowing them to gently open at your own pace, and your awareness to include the room, the objects, and any people around you.